Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas. And it's great to be with you. And with this being the Monday after Christmas, I know a lot of people had the day off of work today because of that, and with it being a Monday, I know in this country, mail didn't go out today. Now, when I'm out, and I heard a lot of people saying, you know, Merry Christmas and stuff like that, even though it was the 26th of December. So, of course, Merry Christmas. And I was out today, like, looking, you know, at a certain store, a Target. And I feel like the day after Christmas, a lot of times what they'll do with whatever they have left, like, they take it out of the Christmas section, and they'll put it, and they'll put whatever's left in with the other stuff. Is that what you've seen that they do too? So is that why sometimes it'll make it look even emptier than what it actually is, because they'll do that? Like they'll purposely put the Christmas lights or whatever else elsewhere in there. Why do they do that, do you think?
Oh, under the next. I think that's just real quick to go under the next.
And the Christmas lights or whatever that they'll leave back there is what they could put elsewhere?
No.
Maybe, sometimes?
Maybe, yeah.
Because sometimes you never know. And for those of you who are wondering, you know, what about that snowstorm? Yep, it came. In certain places, it wasn't quite like what they thought. But Buffalo, New York, man, I don't know if you saw that thing on the news, but they got slammed.
Yes, they did.
They totally got, like, slammed. They already had a super bad snowstorm earlier in the season. And sometimes you can have just, you know, winters that don't give you a ton of snow. And then other years, if you're in a place like that, you'll get slammed. And that's just, the truth is sometimes that's just what happens. And you might not know why it goes the way it does, but it just does. It might go a certain way, and you might just not know why it might go that certain way. So, for tonight, now that Christmas Day has come and gone, still do a couple Christmas carols tonight. And it might, yes, it'll do that. And then I want to teach tonight on this. How do I close out the old year? How do I close out the old year? Miracle Man, why would you teach on that? Well, every year after Christmas, what comes next? New Year's, which means that you will turn, which means, and when you launch into a new year, it's like you get a new lease on life. that's the way I think about it. And so there's some things you can do to help you open up the new year properly. And at the same time, of course, first you close out the old year properly. So that on Sunday, this coming Sunday, you won't sit there and say, thank God when the ball falls in New York City, it's a new year. Praise God, the old year's gone. I made it. Now, I don't necessarily go around doing that. If you do that, that's on you, Bubba. I personally do not do that. I don't do that thing of, oh, thank God it's over. That's regardless of whether it's been a good year for you, a good year or a bad year. And of course, there's things you can do. And that's what we'll be talking about. I will leave this, I will leave that alone now until the time at which we will discuss it. Because otherwise I might not have as much to say when it's actually time to open up. And by open up, I mean open up the Word of God. She may wonder, you know, what did you do? Christmas. So, Christmas Eve night, generally, what my family will do Christmas Eve night is we will generally have a nice dinner Christmas Eve night. And then we will watch a Christmas movie and open gifts. Sometimes we might open gifts before we watch the Christmas movie. Other times, like this year, we might open the gifts after the Christmas movie. And so it was nice, you know, to have my brother with us. It really was. And so we had and then of course Christmas morning, because it was a Sunday, we had church service and we had breakfast. Nice French toast, raisin bread French toast breakfast, and it was delicious. Then we had leftovers, and you may say, what was that nice Christmas spread? It was shrimp with pasta, and it was really good. So we had shrimp pasta, and then we also, which had like the grilled shrimp, and then I wanted coconut shrimp because that's the fried kind of shrimp. And it was very yummy. And it's always, and it's nice when you have fried shrimp for Christmas. And you know what else my mom has done before? There's been a couple times on Christmas she has made fresh hot donuts. And she has a certain recipe from my grandmother who is in heaven. But it was, but those were so delicious. They were better than any Christmas fruit cake you could have. Which, by the way, I don't know why fruitcake is even a thing at Christmas still. Like, why is it even being sold? Why is it even... What? Yeah, what are those things, though? How does a rock? Or is that what I have in my heaven if Chester's not there, is a ton of fruitcake? What, the Christmas presents that I'll get will be fruitcakes? Possibly even wrapped in a bow in a box. To make me think that I'm getting a nice gift that I want. Fruitcake! What's this other one? Fruitcake! These other, fruitcake! Yay! And I know, I think it's funny. These days, there's even Christmas parody songs, you know, and they mock fruitcake. And as a young person, I don't know why the young people don't like fruitcake. By young person in this case, I mean like those like under 50. Because I feel like a lot of the people who like fruitcake, they're all like 60 plus. Do you know of anyone your age that likes fruitcake? Or is it like, or do you not know of anyone your age or younger that'll even try it? They won't try it? Wow. Even Ange had said before, and you remember me telling you that she said this, that she basically said she doesn't even think it should have been invented. Did she ever tell you that, or did you hear me tell you that? In front of me, I think. And that fruitcake is like that item on the Christmas table that does not go. When's the last time you were at a Christmas party that had a fruitcake? Like 4 or 5 years ago? Did anyone touch it? You were the only one that even tried it, though. They were all like, nope. I'm guessing it was a big fruitcake, too. And no one ate. Why didn't you just go throw it away? Should have. Was it heavy? Was it hard? Ooh, see? Maybe it was from a Christmas a year prior. Harder than the head of Uncle Bucky. Grandma's killer fruitcake. And there's this guy. His name is Dr. Elmo. He wrote a song called Grandma's Killer Fruitcake. I forget the lyrics, but basically, he's like, and then he has a different song, you know, don't make me play that grandma song again, though that request line glows and glows, just as bright as Rudolph's nose, I'll do anything you say, I'll play them grandma barking dogs all day, but please don't make me play that grandma song again. And then he basically says, in there he says, it's that time of year again that just makes you want to get out there and charge. Like with an echo, referring to charging the gift card. And while you're doing, and he says, while you're doing that, why not order a set of carols like you bump your noggin on my toboggan? And then he says, to order now, call 1-800-FRUITCAKE. Do you think he put that in there to mock the fruitcake? You bet that's why he did that. that's his way of saying, I will not stop going after the fruitcake. And if you like it, I don't understand why you don't. Is what he's. Or if he says, now you kids can have the lima beans and fruitcake, it's good for you. I can see where someone would say the fruitcake's good for the kids, but they won't even eat it. Do you bet that's why he told them it's good for them, even though it's not true? So he just told them that about the fruitcake, so he lied to them to get them to try it. Just like how this other fruitcake song, where he basically talks about how every year at Christmas time that his friends like to bake cookies, rolls, hams, pie, but then someone brings him a fruitcake. Whenever he tells them that he ate it, you know what? It's a lie. He lied about it. And, of course, we all know we shouldn't lie. At least I hope we know. I know it shouldn't. And hey, if you were lying about fruitcakes even, maybe that's one of the things you should put down on your list of things that you're leaving behind. Lying. And no, not the fruitcakes. I wish you would leave those behind too, because I don't get why people like them. But to each their own, I guess. But please don't send a fruitcake to the Miracle Man's house. He'll send it right back. Yeah, it'll be sent back. I won't keep it because I'm sure not going to eat it. Are you going to eat it? Is your sister going to eat it? Is Kaylee going to eat it? Let me think here. I don't know of anybody that's going to eat it. That's why you folks, that's why you don't send one to my address, because if you do, I can have it shipped right back to you, because you don't need it. I mean, I don't need it. You might, but anywho, yeah, as I was saying a minute ago, it's going to be a great show for tonight, and pray that you've come ready to receive whatever it is. And I don't just mean whatever it is. I mean everything that God has for you. I am sure that he has something for you. And I want you to be able to receive that. I really do. All right. Couple of real quick announcements. The first thing I want to remind you about is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, and it's the story of how great God has been, how he has always been there to help me through, you know, the trials and, you know, everything I've faced, he's always been there. And I can tell you, he's never let me down. And he's not going to let us down. he's not going to start letting us down. Because instead of letting him let me down, I just trust in him, trust in him, trust in him, believe in him, knowing that he's going to do what he said in his word that he would do. And so I just, you know, trust, have that level of trust in him that he will do what he promised in his word that he would do. And honestly, it's not something that I take lightly, because I just know for a fact that he is going to do it. By it, I mean the things that he said in his word that he would do. Amen. And in order to get the book, go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing to your life. The other thing I want to remind you about really quick is about PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you do that, everything that you sow will go straight into help keeping us going. And in the search bar, when you get onto the website PayPal, you'd want to type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Related to that, I want you to keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are, in fact, capitalized. Also, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. So if you would make a note of that as well. So, that would really be a great thing if you would do that. Now, I want to sing a couple of songs, Christmas songs, that is, and then get into the word of the Lord. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells ring and jingle bells ring. Dancer and prancer and jingle bells swear. Jingle bells begun. Idiom, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancer and Prancer and Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. Now the right time is the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle bell horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a jingle and a jingle and feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bells ring and jingle bells swing. Dancer and prancer pushes apart. Now the jingle bell rock has begun. Giddy-a, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancer and prancer and jingle bell square. In the frosty air. Now the right time is the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Extend a jingle and a jingle and feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock. There you go. There you go. That's one of the good ones. That is one that I hadn't possibly done ever. Not sure if I did that before in the past on this program, but oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. No matter how far away you go, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Jixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, see, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine in a friendly place, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. Met a man who lives in Tennessee, but he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, see, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home sweet home. There we go. That's another good one that I really have enjoyed over many years. And, you know, the older you get, the more you realize, you know, kind of the meanings behind some of these. And honestly, they have a warm, fuzzy feeling to them. And that's what, part of what I love about Christmas music. And there's some Christmas carols that some years you hear them way more than what you might in a different year. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exhortation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sweet Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee all glory be. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, early morning, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ our Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us tonight. You're with us wherever we are. Thank you that we can trust you, that we know who you are. We know what you are to us. We trust you. We believe you. And we just we just love you tonight. Want to say happy birthday, Jesus. Because even though you might have not been born in the month of December, the time that we celebrate your birth. And what it represents for us. And thank you for every one of these listeners who has tuned in tonight to study your word, to learn more about your ways. Thank you that you use me to deliver this message. As you also anoint the ears of these listeners, that they may receive this word, so that they may put it to good use in each and every one of their own lives. And I give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise for that tonight. And I thank you that you meet every need represented tonight by these listeners. You heal every body, strengthen every mind. You know, bring clarity to the different situations that these people face. I don't know what each individual needs, Lord, but you do. And I trust you tonight, knowing that every one of these promises that you have for us are in fact yes and amen. And I thank you tonight for that, that you're meeting each and every one of these needs. I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come in. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. And amen. And amen. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Isaiah. And I have this one with me. What's the other one? There's two. There's a third one too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That go with me. I'm going to Isaiah 43, and part of what I'm going to talk about tonight is, remember ye not the former things. Going to begin with verse 1. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you who are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom. Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you. And people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, into the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created through my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. All the nations gather together, the peoples assemble. Which of them foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Foretold of you, but proclaimed to us the former things. Let them bring in their witnesses to prove that they were right, so that others may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed. I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, from ancient days, I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? This is what the Lord says. You redeemed, your Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send Babylon and bring down fugitives, all the Babylonians, and the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, past the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army, and forced together. And they lay there, never to lose again. Extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. The southern one. Look at 48. Let me get on verse 1. Listen to this, O house of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and come from the line of Judah, you who take oaths in the name of the Lord and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth or righteousness, you who call yourselves citizens of the holy city and rely on the God of Israel. The Lord Almighty is his name. I foretold the former things long ago. My mouth announced them, and I made them known. Then suddenly I acted, and they came to pass. For I knew how stubborn you were. The sinews of your neck were iron. Your forehead was bronze. Therefore, I told you these things long ago, before they happened. I announced them to you so that you could say, my idols did them. My wooden image and metal got in them. You heard these things. Look at them all. Will you not admit them? From now on, I will tell you. I will, the new things, the hidden things unknown to you. They are created now. Not long ago, you have not heard of them before today. So, you cannot say, yes, I knew of them. You have never heard nor understood. From of old, your ear has not been open. Well do I know how treacherous you are. You were called a rebel from birth. For my own namesake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you, so as not to cut you off. See, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction for my name's sake, for my own sake. I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another. Listen to me, O Jacob, Israel, whom I have called. I am he. I am the first and I am the last. My own hand laid the foundations of the earth. My right hand spread out the heavens. When I summoned them, they all stand up together. Come together, all of you, and listen. Of the idols has foretold these things. The Lord's chosen ally will carry out his purpose against Babylon. His arm will be against the Babylonians. I have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I will bring him. He will succeed in his mission. Come near me and listen to this before the first announcement. I've not spoken in secret. At the time it happens, I am there. And now the Sovereign Lord has sent me with his Spirit. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer and Holy Name of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you. He directs you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river. Your righteousness would have been like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would have been like the sand. Your children like its numerous grains. Their name would never be cut off nor destroyed from before me. Flee Babylon. Flee from the Babylonians. Announce this with shouts of joy and proclaim it. Send it out within the ears. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not drink when he led them through the desert. He made water flow for them from the rock. He's the rock, and water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. So, thought of what he said to me. So, remember not the former things. And then later God goes on and he says, behold, I will do a new thing. A new thing. So, you see, this is December the 26th of 2022. On Sunday, January 1st, we enter a new year, 2023. And I know some of you might think to yourself and go, okay, I know that. Yeah, there's, you know, right ways to close out the old year, to close out that old account. You know, sever these things were not good that happened. Some of you might have to take a look back at 2021 or 2020 or 2019 or further than that even. And look, take a look back. You might realize, oh, that's what happened. Here's where I lost it. Here's where I can get it right. And make it right between you and God. So, there's ways that you can do that. How? Miracle Man. Some of you might wonder, well, Miracle Man, how? One thing you can do is close out old accounts. I'm not saying get rid of your ATM card, get rid of this thing, get rid of that. No. another good one. Mend relationships. Mend relationships. You know, what's that mean? Try to fix those relationships that are broken. But those people that have gotten, like, so far away and so, like, out of reach, I don't mean distance, but I mean, like, they've just gone so far, you know, anti-God. Some of them you might have to just get rid of. But mend relationships. What's another? Bury the bad. Some of you might have had some really bad stuff happen. But you should not be dwelling on the bad things that happened to you. That can be one way to get rather depressed. One way to become depressed could be to just find yourself thinking about all the bad. Thinking of all the stuff that is no good. Because obviously there's stuff that is no good that you shouldn't be thinking about. Or being a part of. But this is also a really good time to look at yourself. What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? What's my church attendance like? What's my attitude like? Do I like people? Do I like myself? Things we're going to do that I'm going to be doing in the next few days, you know, to close old accounts properly. At my church Thursday night, we're going to write a list of things that we're leaving behind in this year, things that we don't want to haunt us in this next year. You know, yeah, the things that we don't want to just sit there and haunt us all throughout the year, whatever those things might be. Because there's things that we might not want to haunt us. Now, I would suggest don't put me on the list. Don't put your pastor on the list. Because I'm not going away. And if you think I am, I'm not. going away. And what we're going to do is we're going to go up to the altar and we're going to shred and stomp on those things that we're leaving behind this year, and we're going to take authority and we're going to say, devil, you're not going to harass us all through this next year. And it's not just about a little diddly-do. This little diddly-do, you know, fiddly-do, you know, I got this list, I put things on this list, and here's what I do. Nope, got a list. What's going to happen is we are going to write down the list of things for God to help us with. I mean, a list of the things that we are going to leave behind in this year. And maybe if you've been doing marijuana, for example, right? No marijuana. Maybe if you've been slugging people, write down, no more slugging. And so I'm not going to come on the show, first show of the new year, and have everyone call me and be like, hey, so-and-so, what did you write on the list of the things that you're leaving behind? What are you on the list of things you're leaving behind? No, I'm not going to do that. I'll be like, how about you just mind your own cart? Should be a list between you and God. And if you can't be at the church on the 29th, then do it at home. Laura, you might remember you were at my church with me in the past on the night that we did that. If I were you, I would do that again. I'd take that paper whenever you do it, you know, and, you know, whatever things, you know, between you and God, the things that I'm not, it's going to be between you and God. I'm not going to tell you exactly how, you know, what you put on the list, because it's between you and God. And, you know, the things that you put on that list. And listeners, you have to, some of those things that you might put on that list, you have to want to be free from it. You should want to be freed and delivered from these things. Whatever they might be. They might be sicknesses. They might be disease. They might be sins. They might be habits. They might be attitudes. They might be all these different things that you might write down on a list of paper. And sorry about that, folks. I was just checking my time. I was just checking the clock. And so, you know, whatever you write down on the list, it's between you and God. And I would encourage you there's something that there is something else that we do, you know, that to help us open up the new year that I'll be discussing next time. Now, the world calls them resolutions, but we think of them, I think of them as fresh commitments that you make to God. We'll be talking about this next time. And this thing that I told you about that we're going to do at my local church next service, Thursday night, and then what we're going to do at our houses after, you know, as we get into the new year. You know what that's called? It's called spiritual work. It's called spiritual work. It's not called diddly-doos. If they were just little diddly-doos, I don't know why we would be doing them. I know I wouldn't be doing them. I would probably think, oh, my gosh, this is just baloney. What am I doing? I'd be like, why am I even going to do this? Especially if it's like, it doesn't work. But honestly, I believe it does work. It works. It helps us. That's why my pastor has us do those things. God showed him, obviously, things to do. And he's been faithful. That's why I love him. Because he's followed God. Including in the helping us close out the old year and open up the new year. Because you don't want to just dilly-dally your way from the old year on December 31st, Saturday. You don't want to just dilly-dally your way from the old year into the new year. You want to go into the new year with firm footing. Ready to charge into the new year, charge into that next chapter, because every year you open up a new chapter, you open up, it's a new lease on life. And something I want to mention again, you know, those people that might have hurt you, you know, back in second grade, or that teacher who said you'd never amount to anything and they hurt your feelings and your little feelings are still hurt and you're 55. What? Really? Oh, back in 1976, when that teacher said I wouldn't make... Stop! Forgive them. And if you don't know where they are and why, or have it just in your heart, forgive them. Even if you don't call them or anything like, just in your heart, forgive them. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in love. Have to be able to forgive people. Men. Part of that mending relationships, like I said. And also, bury the bad. You know, don't, as you reflect on the year, don't just go back and focus on all the bad things that happened. Well, this happened. Then that happened. Then that happened. Then my car blew up. Then blah, 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 blah. Stop! And the roosters fought and all this other stuff. Then you become the next drama queen. In all honesty, folks. Just trust God. And so, Heavenly Father, thank you that you help us tonight. We want to be different. We want to be free. We want to be spiritual. We want to be pleasing in your sight. Help us to close out this 2022 properly and to open up the new year properly. Thank you, Jesus, for that, that you're helping us with that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. In terms of sports, lesson on Christmas Eve, you had the Lions fall to the Panthers, 38-23. I don't know everything that got to them, but wish they would have won, but they didn't. I'll try again on New Year's Day. Michigan, though, they get to play on Saturday. They'll be playing TCU. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. So long, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.